is Leah Walsh there?
Yes.
I'm calling from National Opinion Service. We are conducting a survey. I am not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. And I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual's answers are confidential. Do you have the time to take a few questions from me?
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older to register to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president? U.S.
100%.
U.S. Okay. What is your age?
46.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group describes you the best? White Caucasian, Hispanic Latino?
That one.
Okay, white Caucasian. Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this
10.
Year. And okay, thank you. Now, I am going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Donald Trump as former president, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Sherrod Brown as senator, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Approve.
Okay. Joe Biden as president, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Approve.
Okay. Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman,
strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, now I am going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or you are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, please. Republicans mm-hmm. in the Congress, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard.
Strongly or very unfavorable.
Okay, Democrats in the Congress. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Favorable.
Okay. Derek Merrin, very favorable, somewhat favorable.
I've not heard of him.
Okay. First Energy, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard.
Favorable of the large corporations are somewhat problematic.
Okay. Donald Trump, very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Unfavorable,
somewhat.
Strongly.
Okay. Marcy Kaptur.
Considering his 34 convictions, very favorable.
And what about Joe Biden? Very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Better than a convicted felon.
Okay. If the election of the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. If the election for the president were held for today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Biden, because he'd have more of a chance winning.
Okay. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Is there any chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or will you say there is a no chance?
No, I've met Marcy Kaptur, and she has people's best interest at heart.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done. Thank you for hanging with me. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur? Somewhat.
No, but it does make me know exactly who's paying for this survey.
Okay, so would you say there's no difference?
I think it's somewhat deceptive and really shows who pays for the survey.
Okay, I have five options, sorry. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no different, more likely, or not true.
I think it's interesting that the survey reads that out, because I'm sure that it would make other people less likely, but I have matter, as I've said.
Okay, so I'm
so it makes me... it makes me more likely to vote for her because there is obviously negative PR that's being put out there and paid for.
Okay, thank you for your answer. And we are at 80% right now. Just let me ask you a few questions more. Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate.
I'm sure it'll be super glowing.
Much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less
likely. Go ahead and read it. It's fine. Oh, you've got a thing that you have to read. Go ahead.
Okay. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Will that make you much less likely to vote? Somewhat less likely? No difference? More likely? Or not true?
Less likely.
Okay. Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Derek Marin wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Will that make you much less likely to vote? Somewhat less
much
likely?
Less.
No. Okay, thank you. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions, from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Will that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Much less likely, but it's interesting because I'm already voting for Marcy Kaptur, and now I'm confused as to who's paying for the thing. Interesting. It's not going exactly the way that I thought. Okay. Continue.
It's almost done. In the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices while working for families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking for us. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Less likely. Somewhat, I guess. I'm already not voting for him, so it doesn't matter.
In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tries to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare, and will raise the retirement age. Will that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely?
Much less.
Okay, and last on this part is, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state's history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we've put the bills for Marin's corruption. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or will you still vote for Marin?
Again, I've met Marcy Kaptur, and she seems to have the best interests of her constituents as part, and supports the issues that I support. So I'm definitely not voting for Derek Marin.
Okay, thank you. Just let me write this down. And can you please tell me, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind? So I'll ask again, if the general election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you so much. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
I think we have way too many Republicans calling the shots, so I think we need to keep as many Democrats in office as possible.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read to... Oh.
What's that again?
Okay. I'm going to read you some categories, and you can stop me when you get the one that you are. First through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocation school, some college but not degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, or four-year college. Okay, thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I used to say more independent, but Democrat.
Okay. So you lean more to Democrat or Republican?
Correct. Oh, for sure Democrat.
Oh, okay. Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important.
Not important.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and have a nice day.
Thank you so much.